Okay, I want to continue with the Mary Magdalene thread where I left off. So I was witnessing, having a dialogue, rather very extensive in depth with this, he's a warlock basically, this occultist, this remote viewer, whatever. And I mean, he told me a pack of lies. Okay, great. Let's keep fishing here. And he was talking about Mary Magdalene, and I was testifying that Jesus is God. He said, no, people misunderstand that scripture. He said, Jesus didn't say he was God. He said he was this. I said, I know. He said he was the Son of God. But he did say he was God. When he was talking to the Pharisees and the temple priests, he said, I am that I am. And they all fell back. He said that he was there in the burning bush when Moses encountered him. He said, oh, well, and this guy's traveled extensively in the Middle East. He said, I went up to the mountain. I said, Jabal al-Lawaz? He said, yeah. And he said, and the Bedouins, I said, I hung out with the Bedouins, and I, you know, they took me up there, and they told me that there's a crystalline structure. They showed it to me. On the top of Mount Sinai, it's all crystals, and the crystals will spark the bushes, and they become burning bushes. Yeah, okay, whatever. Do you think maybe there's a residual anointing? The top of the mountain may be crystallized because the fire of God rested up there for 40 days. I don't know, but his interpretation was the wrong one. That much I did know. So I didn't want to hassle anymore. He said, Jesus, Mary Magdalene carried the church. She brought the church forth. I said, yeah, I've been to the south of France. I've been to the Church of Mary Magdalene right there in Marseille. By the way, it's pedophile central artery through Marseille. I said, I get what they teach. And he said, yeah. He said, Mary Magdalene, she actually had children by Jesus. He was not a celibate. I said, I'm like, controlling my shock, because this is the Knights Templar Grail teaching and stuff. This guy was like he told me 32nd Scottish Rite Mason. Okay. Oh, by the way, Masons aren't occultists. Well, really? And he twisted the definition of that also. But yeah, Mary Magdalene. And I said, oh, you mean the bloodlines? He was talking about European bloodlines and the Merovingian dynasties, right? That Prince Philip and all these, you know, all the heads, the nobles of Europe say that they're descended from this lie from the nice, you know, de Molay, right? It's a good, you know, the thing is, I wasn't raised up in this stuff, but I married two men whose families were, who practically almost destroyed me, and it's not going to happen, because now I know. And I lived up in Northern California praying over the Bohemian Grove for many years, like 12 years. I got it, and I was drugged through court for 3 years over the homeschooling and all kinds of stuff, but it was because of the exes. Generational curses through their family ties with Masons and Shriners. So I get it. I'm not naive. I get it. And Mary Magdalene went and was delivered and did not continue in prostitution, nor did she marry Jesus and have any children thereafter. Story over.